So he's given me permission to preach until 12. Well, if Paul could preach until midnight, so can I. And then somebody would say to me, well, if you've got faith to raise the dead, you've got all the permission to do that. Folk, I want to welcome you to this service this morning. Thank you so much for coming. And just share with you a few things that are on my heart. Very important things that have developed over the last couple of months. And I'm sure you've noticed them and taken cognizance of them. In the past few months, I have really been struggling with my health. Part of this struggle is my struggle of walking. It seems that since the accident happened with the Achilles tendons, that the problem has intensified. So what I need to tell you today is this. Struggling with walking, going into hospitals, standing at beds. I know this, that the patients that I pray for sometimes become embarrassed because I struggle, I stumble, and so forth. And I apologize for that. I didn't mean to bring any embarrassment to anybody in these situations. Sometimes when you see me walking in town or trying to get into the car, you'll notice that there's a struggle for me to do that. Now, this is a physical condition, and it is known as orthostatic tremors, not delirium tremors. Orthostatic tremors, it's a very, very rare condition. There aren't many doctors that know about it. We happen to be able to know about the condition because we've looked it up on the internet. And my wife went to one of the best doctors at the Colin Gordon Hospital and for me to have an examination. He saw that there was something wrong, so she said to him, "Doctor, can I sit down and tell you what's wrong with my husband?" Oh, I'd welcome that. So when he looked up the orthostatic tremors on the internet and his medical books, he found it there. It's a condition that the doctors do not know very much about. It affects the legs and causes a tremendous great weaknesses from the knees down. It also affects the arms from the elbows to the wrists. And again, let me say that they cannot understand this condition. It's a balance problem. And I feel many, many times that I'm going to fall. Often, I'd like to see a show of hands how many people have caught me when I've leaned over to fall. A number of people have done that. So I feel like I'm going to fall when I walk, and oftentimes I have to keep on walking, moving. Yvonne would be speaking to somebody in the middle of a passage, and I'd walk over to a wall to find where I can get some support and some balance. Because not much research has been done on this. And I can assure you, There are neurosurgeons who don't know about this condition. Neurosurgeons. We've been to the best. We went to a doctor in the Garden City Clinic. She was regarded as one of the best neurosurgeons in South Africa. And I came away, if I listened to her, I would have brought home a packet of tablets for Parkinson's disease. So she just looked at me and diagnosed that condition. There is no cure for this condition, and it does become worse and worse. If I tell you when it started, I think you would understand that there is a progression in this condition. It started in 1993. Strangely enough, in this church, I was doing a wedding. And I normally did the weddings with the pulpit on the side, me standing in front of the bride and groom. And I had to ask somebody to bring me the pulpit because I was going to fall over. So there is no cure for this condition, although they have tried to find it. Now, because of this debilitating condition, which is very severely affecting my performance in the ministry, I feel the need to step down and retire. It has been my great honor to have been your pastor. This church has accommodated me for 30 years. And with all of the blessings that the Lord has given to us, we can say thank God for that. We have had one or two challenges, but we've kind of managed them. So it has been my absolute privilege and joy to serve you all. And I deeply regret to make the decision that I've had to make to serve a notice period in this church. Some time ago, some people asked me, when am I going to retire? And I said, when I hear from the Lord. The Lord told me, very definitely from Psalm 92, that in my old age He will give me a harvest. And I'd like to talk to you about that harvest in just a few minutes. But approximately a month ago, I was standing in Trevor's office. Some of our people in the church became licensed ministers or local ministers. And Trevor asked a question, and the question was, why do we need these local ministers? And I spoke about the aspect of succession in the body of Christ. We work on the principle of Moses had a Joshua, Paul had a Timothy, and we've got to have these ministries in place. And while I was talking to Trevor, I had always said, spoken to different people in the church, when I hear from God, that is the time I will retire. At the age of 77, I think it is time to retire, don't you? But as I was talking to Trevor, everything went quiet in the office. And the Holy Spirit said to me, it is time. And I've always said that when I hear from God, I will begin to make the arrangements. That afternoon, I was parked out at Checkers And the man that I don't know came to me. Never seen him before. And he said to me, I just want to congratulate you on your 50 years in the ministry. Now that had not been published at all. But he said, I want to congratulate you in the 50 years in the ministry. God bless you. And then he said to me, the time that you have left, use it well. That morning I had heard the word, it is time. That afternoon I heard the word, the time you have left, use it well. I've discussed this problem with the ministry team. I've informed them that I'm going to give notice from the end of May. There'll be a 3 months notice. There's a reason for this. And after 3 months, the end of August, Yvonne and I will leave the church. That's completing our 3 months notice. A few years ago, while I was in prayer, Yvonne and I think I was getting around about 74 or so, or in that area somewhere, 70, I don't know. And we agreed that we needed to pray and ask the Lord about this Joshua who should succeed the Moses, or the Timothy that should succeed the Paul. And I remember going down into the chapel downstairs to pray. Yvonne prayed in her office, and about 15, 20 minutes later, I came up. You know, you don't have to wait on God for hours. He can answer you in an instant. And I came up, and I sat down on the chair, and I said, you will never guess who the Lord has told me my Timothy is in this church. She looked at me and she said, I think I can give you the name. The name is Keith. Keith has had many words spoken over him. One that I remember very clearly is Pastor Charles Hope prophesying over Keith that he would one day become the pastor of a church. Keith and Cheryl have been faithfully serving the Lord in this church for the past 28 years. They have worked in the children's church ministry. They've worked as the youth leaders, cell leaders, and Keith for many years has been our worship leader. Now I want to make a confession here, and I don't want Keith to take it to heart. I don't mean to be bad about this. But in my mind, I never saw Keith as a pastor. I saw Keith as a worship leader. I don't think you'll blame me for that. But that is what I saw Keith as. And when I spoke to Yvonne, she said, Keith is the successor. God has told me. Exactly the same name that I got. And I questioned that, how can it be? He's a worship leader. But over the years, he's developed into a fine pastor with wonderful characteristics of being a pastor. Their family here in the church love the Lord and they serve Him. And I consider this to be a huge blessing. I would like to say to Joshua and to Kirsty how much Yvonne and I appreciate your faithfulness. And we appreciate it more than words can say. I'm going to ask you to support Keith and Cheryl as the God-ordained and called successors to this church. Please don't leave the church, but stay with the church and stay with the man and the woman that God has placed in the church, in this part of the vineyard. You see, the one thing that blesses me very much is God is not going to leave. God is going to stay. And so I would like to invite you to stay with God's man and woman in the church. I want to say that in the last few months, we have felt the blessings of God in the church. We have had new people added to the church. And I want to ask you, stay and see what God is doing. You know, for months we've been praying that the Lord has said that the latter is going to be greater than the former. And this past week, the Lord has put a new meaning on that particular phrase in the Word of God. The latter, being Keith's ministry, will be greater than the former, being my ministry in the church. Yvonne and I, 5 years ago, were called of God to start a Bible school. And I just want to mention to you that through this Bible school, God has blessed in an amazing way. I'll quickly tell you what happened there. We started advertising in January for Bible school to start. We got no applications. When it came time to start the Bible school, we had no applications. In fact, we would have been alone at the church if we came. And then one morning she came to me. You know, this woman's got a special sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. I want to plug into that sometimes. Because she hears from God. And she came to me and she said to me, "Pat, we are starting the Bible school in May." I said, "Who starts the Bible school in May? It's halfway through the year already." She said, "We are starting in May." Folk, we started the Bible school in May with 40 students. That's a lot of students. We now are in our fifth year, and every year we have had over 80 students in our Bible school, and we praise God for that. The Lord said to me from Psalm 92 that in your old age you will reap a harvest. We are reaching between 16 and 18 church organizations. The entire section of the West Rand from Soweto right down, our Bible students can be found. And they can be found on the streets on Saturdays, preaching the gospel and sharing this wonderful word of God. We've got Methodist ministers in our Bible college who have come to learn to preach the word of God. This Bible college in this 5 years has reached thousands of people. Hundreds of pastors have passed through. If you consider that we graduate over 80 people a year, I think that amounts to some pastors coming through this school. So he's given us our harvest in our old age. And he's given us the opportunity of having a Timothy to fill the gap and to stand in this particular place. God continues to bless the Bible school, And as I have said, I believe that this is part of the promise that he made, that in our old age we would reap a harvest. Yvonne and I love you very, very much. So you don't just develop a liking for people in 30 years or the many years that you people have been here. And we appreciate you very much and appreciate all the help that we have received from the Lord, from the people in these times that we have been here. So as of the end of August, we will be stepping down as the pastors of this church, and we pray God's richest blessing. May that term, which is let the latter be greater than the former, take on a brand new meaning for this church in the name of Jesus. So that is the story that I have. And again, we want to say thank you so much to everybody who's been with us, supported us faithfully, prayed with us, prayed for us, helped us in the times of difficulty that we have gone through from time to time. And we just want to show our appreciation to you by saying thank you so very, very much. Everything you've done. May Christian Heritage continue to flourish and to prosper under the blessed power of the Spirit of the living God. And may God bless each one of you. We love you and we cherish you. God bless you. I'm going to ask, is there any question? Patrick, it is necessary in the church to let the pastor stamp his personality on the church. We will visit the church from time to time, but we won't be regular attenders in the church. And that is the reason. Any other questions? Ek gee vir u sommer. Any other questions? I'm going to ask Pastor Joe Delport. I'll tell you why I said that. I've got his phone number under Joe Arthur on my telephone. Pastor Joe has been a very good friend to me. He and Maggie have prayed with us. They've supported us. And even though he's gone to church in Mafeking when he could come here, we've loved him. And I'm going to ask Pastor Joe and the leadership of the church to come forward at this time and to pray with us. We will be available in the church hall for any discussion. So please, folk, don't just leave. Stay and let's have a chat together. And you can ask any questions that you wish to ask us. Shall we stand?